Tonight's shiur, Siman Tafresh Pei and Siman Tafresh Pei Aleph. Tafresh Pei, Shlolo Haniach, Haneros, Samach LePesach, Belal Shabbos. When you light the menorah Friday afternoon, you don't, for Shabbos, you don't put it by the doorway. Mechaber Sif Aleph, Belal Shabbos, Tzarech Litein, Shum Dover Lochutz, Benanes LePesach. For lighting the menorah Friday evening, before Shabbos starts, make sure there's something to block, to separate between the Chanukah menorah and the doorway. Bishvil haruach, so yechab haneiros, because you're pesach zedelos. You don't want the wind to blow out the menorah when you open the door. Nishtabruah sifkon aleph, b'leil Shabbos v'chulu. V'odin b'chol, this is true even on a weekday. So lizoher b'zeh, you have to be careful when you light the menorah. You don't put the menorah in a spot where the wind will blow them out. Just for Shabbos, you have to be extra careful. So even though halacha is kafsa enosok, if it blows out, it doesn't bother us, but you don't light it in a place where you know that the wind's going to blow it out. So you put something to block the wind. These are for the places where you light the menorah near the door inside. Or if you light on the wall behind the door, you have to be careful, as described in Hilchos Shabbos. So there should be something blocking the wind or protecting the menorah. But if you're lighting in the winter dwelling, and then there's like a chamber or room between the outside and the dwelling. We're not nervous that it'll blow out. Even if it might go out when the door is opened, it's not a psikresh, it's not for sure going to happen. Unless the winter dwelling door is directly in line with the entrance to the outside. Habasur Chachatz, which opens to the yard or Shasaram with the street. Does Yizorhe Lin or Pesach Abayis Kodem Shiftach Pesach Pesacharif? Because they have to be careful to close the door to the outside before you open the door to the winter dwelling. So evidently, to protect them from the elements, they had like an anteroom and separating between the outside and the dwelling. And you make sure both doors aren't open at the same time. And then you're not going to worry about the menorah blowing out. Sifkan Gimel, Bein Haneros LePesach V'chulu, you want something to block, to separate between the doorway and the menorah. V'im Lo Nosan, if you didn't, Oslev Terech Hadas, then you can't open the door on Shabbos. V'ayin Le'asim V'eshan Zan B'Halacha, Dibur Hamasal K'Darko. So B'Halacha talks about this, and B'Halacha says if the Ner is by the doorway, it's Taka Oslev to open even slowly. If the wind isn't blowing, maybe you could open it slowly and you'll get away with it. But you can't do anything on Shabbos if you know that's going to blow out the candles.
That's just for a half hour, though, right?
No, this is Shabbos.
Oh, so it's a half hour into
this is Shabbos after, until it goes out.
Until it goes out.
So the problem is
we're dealing with Kibbutz now. We're dealing with Kibbutz on Shabbos.
So the problem is not that you can't relight it if it.
Right. To hear the problem is Shabbos.
Right, right.
Sikon Beis, Be'erev Shabbos, Oslik Bahaneris Bedelas Atzma, Achoya Delis. Erev Shabbos, you're lighting a menorah, don't put the menorah on the door itself, behind the door. The Yeshmi Shemata, some say it's permitted, Ayin Le'el Sumerishayin Zayin Sif Aleph. The Mishnah Berurah Sifkon Dal, Bedelas Atzma, don't put the menorah on the door if it's for Shabbos. Because as you move the door to open or close it, you're going to tilt the oil, and either it's going to make it get closer and burn better, or further and burn less. So one or the other. Either you're extinguishing or you're igniting. Though you have no intent, it's going to happen automatically. So don't put your oil menorah on the door.
You use like a gel menorah, you could do it.
Well, the Shabbos candles.
Candles.
Shabbos candles. What would be but candles on such a door? So that, he discusses, take a look in Shartzin, Sifkot and Dalad. If you look in Sinai, Shain Zayin, the Menesh Shavash Achilif Mutter. If you had wax or tallow, it should be okay. So if the whole issue is kibui or mavir, then you're safe with candles. The other issue is, what about a straight out muksa issue? So the pshat is, since the door is serving the house, we don't say it becomes a basis for the candles that you put on it, and therefore that wouldn't be the problem. Sifkan heva ayin la'ev v'chulu, look back in Reish Ayin Zayin, where some of the sham saw some of the isvachin halacha, where the halacha is, the mechaber just says it's aser. Here he brings two shittas. It's aser v'yesh mishamater, over there he just says it's aser, so we don't do it. Simen tafresh pe aleph. Ein mavdilin b'ner Chanukah b'motzei Shabbos. We don't use the Chanukah licht for Havdolah, Motzei Shabbos. Se'if aleph b'motzei Shabbos, ein mavdilin b'ner Chanukah. Motzei Shabbos, make Havdolah on a candle, don't use the Chanukah licht. She'enen in la'oyer, you're not supposed to benefit from the light of the Chanukah menorah. Ve'mavarachin al haner an she'yu'usa la'oro, and you don't make a brach until you can use that light. We don't use Chanukah licht for Havdolah. What's limited to say? If you made the bracha on the light of the menorah, don't use it for Havdolah afterwards. Before the reason the Shulchan Aruch brings that you can't benefit from it. But you can use the candles for Chanukah as a Havdolah candle before you lit menorah. You can make Havdalah and then put it out, then relight it for Chanukah licht. In fact, there's a benefit to do this. The kivah of a mitzvah chada, once you've done one mitzvah, the a mitzvah chri, to do a second mitzvah. The kivah, the karmelon, but since we hold the achra pukiyom adiv tfei, that it's actually better to push off our Havdalah, because the kamei b'sif beis, I will say in sif beis, no hagen lahalik ner Chanukah techil, the meaning is light the menorah first, v'shuv yesh la Havdalah, and now you can't use it for Havdalah. If base, malikin er chanak beis haknesses kodem havdalah, in shul you light the menorah before havdalah. The shuls used to say havdalah. The havdalah comes after menorah. The Ramah says v'koshkin beveison, certainly at home shemadik va'achach mavda, you light the menorah and then say havdalah. Shaykvei hivdal beis haknesses, because you heard havdalah in shul. Mishtabusav kodem beis kodem havdalah. The after mitzvah havdalah to dira, even though logic would say the other way around. Why you learned the menorah before Havdalah? You should do Havdalah first, because the mitzvah of Havdalah is tadir. It's more often. And tadir is she'enu tadir koidim. Mikomokom, nonetheless, komadanucha la'ach, let's say, smen Shabbos, whatever we can do to delay the end of Shabbos, adu tfei is better, and therefore we do Havdalah last. V'gam b'hadlaki ish pesumin nisa, and in addition, by learning the menorah, there's a pesumin nisa element, which also counters tadir. If you forgot say atachanatonu in Marv, yom ha'mav the kosh lechol, first say ha'mav the kosh lechol, v'achach yadik, and then light the menorah. V'achach oim v'yitin lechol, then you say v'yitin lechol, v'achach mavdil, then you say avdolah. Mishnah Berurah Sifkan Gimel, v'koshkin b'veiso, certainly at home, you should light menorah first, shay kfar v'hivdi, you may have avdolah in shul. What's the law mean to say, kosh shom avdolah, they may have avdolah in shul, and you heard avdolah. Udvav begumgum, this is very hard to understand the language. No one has kavanah to be yeist havdol. The sheikh sibur says in shul, you make havdol when you get home. So what does it mean? You heard havdol in shul already. What does that have to do with anything? V'dan, you should know. The taz ve'oid kam achronim. The taz and other many other achronim. She'oin the mishitasa who hold like the taz. Pli galikud dina shlo mechab ramo. Arguing the whole halacha mechab ramo. Usfilu, who they hold the mitzvah of Havdalah kodemus in their Chanukah, Havdalah comes before Chanukah. Mishum dehi tadirik tadir comes first. Vayim be'alocha she'evenu d'yesh v'z'yesh b'enu rishon. We're looking be'alocha. You look in be'alocha. We bring there are different opinions among the rishonim. V'alkein therefore the beis haknesses ein l'shanas haminig in shul. We don't change the minig. Shenogav you saw that they already have in klai yisrael a custom. L'hadik mikoyim to first light menorah. V'achach l'havda then Havdalah. When bais at home. The Ovid Kamar Ovid, or the Ovid Kamar Ovid. Whatever you do, there's one to rely upon. You could go either way. You like the Mechaber Amor, that you light menorah first, or like the Taz, there's a whole that can be make Havdalah first. If you look in Be'alocha Malikim V'chula Kodim Havdalah. Ayin Mishnah Berurah Mashikasam V'shem HaTaz. Look in Mishnah Berurah, according to the Taz, that disagrees, and the Taz holds, you always make Havdalah first. There are many achronim who hold, like the Taz, the Havdalah is first. Hamar al-Miprag, Tosis Yontif, Pichodosh, Derachaim, Vechin Habi Achron, Kami Shita Shuchanach Ramah, but there are many Achron who say Mechaber Ramah. Halahim Magan Avom, Veli Rabba, Vahagro, Beis Meir, Vechin Vechid Moshe, Heshiv Akol Reisul Taz, Moshe Shlok Zabta Taz, Vechin Vechilas Yaivitz Masum, Gamkin Shuchanach, the Biakav and also Shuchanach. So there are plenty who also say to light menorah then Abdullah. They're arguing about this, but the fact is, this is an early machlokes. The Vanmashu Beis Yosef asks Desh Nechanak Kodem. Not only what the Beis Yosef quotes to as a Deshan, that Chanukah comes before Havdalah because you want to delay the end of Shabbos. This is an opinion followed by the Maharil, the Ogre, the Kol, which is always showing him. Whereas the Avud Raham says that there are those who have Dola first. The Meiri says, our meaning is like the Chanukah before Avdolah. The Eshkel says, I've seen many people make the Chanukah before Avdolah, and I think it's wrong. Ayin Sham. The bottom line is, you should do what the Achronim say. The Beis HaKnesses in Lashanah Seminig in Shul don't alter anything. Shenogu Me'olam, the Halak Nechanah Kodem is always to do Chanukah Lich first. Or Beis, as far as your house. Dav Kar Ovid, either way you're good. V'gam Pim Begadim Kosta Ein Ligur Al Shum Odom Kiyishlo Al Mai Lismach. The Pim Begadim says you shouldn't scream at anyone because they have who to rely upon. They're both valid reasoning. There are many who will make Havdalah after the Neres Chanukah, and I know there are people who do the other way around. The question people ask is, what does it mean? Even though Tadu Shena Tadu Kodem, it's better to do Havdalah second because you want to delay the end of Shabbos. And that's covered for Shabbos, to delay the end of Shabbos. You're lighting the menorah, you're doing Malacha, so what does that mean you delay the end of Shabbos? You're not delaying the end of Shabbos, you're lighting the menorah. So the explanation that he brings on the side is, there's clearly an element of Kedusha Shabbos that remains. His Lashon, he quotes Eli Rabba, there's Reach Kedushas Nishmas HaShabbos until Havdalah. There's some element of covered Shabbos, even though you do Malacha.
Don't wait till Tuesday.
You're hungry. You can't eat till then. That's why we're not going to wait. But that's the word. There's still an element of covered Shabbos. Even though it's true, you said Baruch Hamav, you said Atachan Antonu, you're allowed to do Malacha, but there's still a lingering until the Havdalah. Like there's a finality with the Havdalah. I mean, some will say with the Mavmak, whatever it is. But there's a finality. So we push that off and we'll light the menorah first. And the others say, no, Tadur Kodim overrides all this and you should bedafka light. So that's the two sheets. People ask me all the time. I say, either way, you're good. Either one works. And I think that you find there are many people do both. But the Chayi should be consistent. Whatever you do one year, you do the next year, and so on. You don't alternate years to be Yitzel. And that, I never heard anyone do that.